Well, hello guys, you know, I'm getting a bit risque here. Do we live in a gynocentric society? Well, do you live in one? Well, ask yourself this question. Why is it we're not allowed to criticize a femon? Well, I mean, we can do, but we got repercussions. And if you criticize a femon online, it'll probably disappear. It's funny, really, because you can criticize a male all you want. But as soon as you criticize or actually tell the truth about a femon, the shit hits the fan. Now, it's not a law on paper anywhere, but it's an unwritten law, and we all know it, don't we? And it actually pertains in the Western and the European worlds, doesn't it? But it's kind of like trying to silence the truth. But the trouble is, everybody knows the truth already. They're just not allowed to say it. Because I guess if you say it, it becomes real. So if you think about it, that's one hell of an entitlement, isn't it? Nobody's allowed to criticize you. Because if they do and it's found out to be true, you might have to take some accountability. Now, if a man screws up, other man will pipe up and tell him so. The man will be shamed, and rightly so. And maybe he'll think twice the next time, or he'll just learn. But if nobody's allowed to criticize you at all, how in the hell can you stop making mistakes? But isn't that what we see? Femons making the same mistakes over and over. Now, something happened about 6 days ago, and I just happened to be in the vicinity. A femon driver hit another car up the rear. Not very fast, it was just a little nudge, but it did some damage. The femon got out of her car as well as the man did, and she said, "Why did you stop so suddenly?" And the man said, "'Cause there's a stop sign there." I mean, basically, the femon was driving too close, and the man stopped where he should, because it wasn't clear to go out. Then the femon got on her phone and was phoning the police, obviously completely unaware of the laws of the road. But the man was an older man, and he knows what type of country he lives in, so he got back in his car to wait for the police to arrive. And as I was just on foot and wasn't in any rush, I kinda hung around to see what happened. When the police arrived, the femon, who was alone in the vehicle, started crying to the police person. And then another vehicle arrived. It was sort of a special unit with femon police people. And the man was still sitting alone in his car. They took the femon into this special sort of vehicle, still crying. Nobody had really talked to the man, just one quick word, and that was it. They were all dealing with this distressed femon. I'd seen enough. The guy in the car would probably sit there for a lot longer, but I was off. I'd seen enough. Anyway, that was 6 days ago, and he's probably still sitting there. And maybe he'll get charged with stopping too quickly. I'd love to have been there if the same situation, when a femon hit another femon up the back, if you know what I mean. A minor road accident, and it's nobody's fault. So guys, what society do you live in? Take it easy.